The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm moist.
Tony Del D with us.
Hey.
Is Craig here yet?
He's right here.
Oh, yeah. Craig just came
Morning,
in.
Craig. Morning, Craig. He's still not talking. Dave Landau is going to stop in later on. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. And Petey Mack will be here also. Excuse me.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Hey, Craig. Hey, Craig.
The headphones are on. It's official.
Good to see you, Craig.
Thank you.
In the studio the whole time. We explained why you're here. He said, they fixed my computer. And I said, does that mean it's not working? And is that the case?
That is correct.
They fixed your computer in the office.
So. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with it.
So it doesn't work.
Right.
That's what's the word I'm looking for? Stupid.
Yeah. So today they'll leave it alone. It'll be fine Monday.
No, it's got to get worked on today, so it will be fine again.
Did they go?
Did
the guy go? Who's Stormy Daniels? Is that what he said to you? Said she.
I didn't talk to anybody.
She infected all over this.
Just got a couple emails saying, "Hey, we fixed your computer," and I didn't know there was anything wrong with it.
Yeah, no, that hurts.
No, you didn't.
Try again.
Who told you? Who told people what's wrong with it?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you got this one in here. You can join us in the morning and see her have smiley faces. She has smiley faces in the morning.
All right. Yeah. So you didn't go to them and say, there's something wrong with my computer.
I did not.
They just took it upon themselves to fix your computer.
Yes.
And they failed.
I know. Whatever it was they were trying to work on, perhaps that got taken care of.
The deporning of it.
Yeah. No. No. You leave that alone.
Of course you do.
They know better than that.
Yeah. You got to.
We're grandfathered in with porn in this company.
This isn't the...
if you had porn before the new company, you're allowed to keep it. Yeah, that's the way it should work in most companies. If you're new to the company, with since he's all these new rules, you can't have porn.
Was it the Kansas City Royals that had their little meeting about how to stay away from porn?
It was.
Yeah. Oh,
figures. God, that's stupid.
I did not attend that.
Grown men.
Grown men.
Even if they're baseball players, they're grown men.
I wonder what brought that on. There had
just a mass whack in the locker room.
It was a couple.
What's going on? Ah,
yeah. There were a couple of guys.
Don't walk in there.
You know, it was brought on by a couple of guys.
That what,
I don't think so.
No, I think it was just...
probably had a problem.
I think it was a Jesus freak that runs
that's what I thought.
Jesus. One self-righteous dude in charge.
Yeah, that's
the Hasselbacks walked in.
That makes
told
a lot
him, why not
more
to masturbate?
Sense.
There was no incident. There were no one or two guys who were whacking too much.
No.
Would that be general manager Dayton Moore trying to expose the negative effects on porn that it has on players and humanity as a whole?
Sex is bad, man. Sex
is bad. He's the GM, right?
I know.
Maybe for you.
But we can shoot people, but sex is bad.
Damn right.
And then they go, but we're on the road 200 days a year. What else are we going to do?
Yeah. You want to cheat on their wives? No, they get the masturbate.
I could see not watching porn during the game.
Oh, yes. Of course I could see that.
That might be a rule.
Yeah, you mean the players?
Yeah, the players.
We can sit in there
watch.
I don't think we still watch.
There are slow times during a baseball
game. That's a prime concern of your general manager. Your team's going to suck this year. If that's what he's more worried about than anything else, is the players watching porn.
Did he call people out? And that means you, Alex Gordon. Do you say that? Sorry, Alex. I was trying to think of one Royal. I'm not a big Royal
fan.
That
was the only one.
I know, because he's a Nebraska kid, too. He's a great ball player. Sorry, Alex. And sorry to the family.
Yeah. Name another one.
I used to know more, but they trade a bunch of guys if they won the World Series. Yeah. And now I don't. That's up to you, George Brett.
Way to go. Third starting pitcher in the rotation.
George Brett's not longer on the team, sir. Hasn't been since the early 80s.
Listen,
late
we're
going
to have to take you off the mound because you're thinking way too much about that stepmother, step.
Hang on, I got to Google. I got to Google off the mound.
That yeah, you're thinking too much of that porn. I could tell.
Yeah, we got other issues.
I'm watching. I turned on. I don't watch this anymore, but I saw the previews of. Tosh doing a, he's got a new reboot. His new 10th season's coming up. And I turned it on just for a second because I was watching The Office on Comedy Central on the last episode. It was like Tosh. I left it on. But he did this funny bit where it was called Is This Racist? And he did a Google bit where he would Google things and just misspell a word or just say a different word and say, do you mean this? So he goes, everybody knows that South Koreans are not good. They haven't won a gold medal in diving in years. So I wrote, Are Koreans bad at diving? And, of course, Google says, are Koreans bad at driving? And then he said he uses African-American one, too, where they show up. Are black people bad at, I forget what it was.
Being quiet in theaters.
But then, but there were different things like that. And every time Google corrected it to make it, to go towards the racist angle of it. It was hilarious. I don't know if anybody saw it.
No, he's been doing that bit for
has
a while.
Has he? Okay, yeah. So I don't watch it. Yeah,
I don't watch him very often anymore because I can't watch people get injured.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah, I'm not a big fan. Yeah.
That's a hallmark of Tosh.
Yeah, it is. So what's up, Craig?
You guys going to go to South Korea for the 2018 Winter Paralympics?
I'm not driving.
That's right. They get to go there, right? Don't drive there, right? That's right. The Paralympics are, since they have the complex, they always use the all that stuff for the Paralympics,
right?
Too, right?
That gives it another couple weeks worth of use before it turns into a just.
I saw a piece on the sled hockey team.
Wasteland.
The sled hockey team. You know, the little sleds. They have one leg or they got no legs or they're paralyzed. The USA sled hockey team. Which sucks because you got to push with your hands and then hit with your little hockey stick. It's a smaller stick.
Yeah.
And it's on a full-size thing, I believe.
Ooh. Those little ski bikes they have look pretty cool, though.
Well, that's for skiing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I will not watch the Paralympics.
No, I won't.
You're not going to go?
I'll bet on it.
But no, maybe if Josh Blue were involved, but
he's a Summer Olympics.
He does that anymore.
No, because of the weed test.
He's
all weed.
He's getting a little old.
He's all weed.
He's all weed.
Yeah, they say, you know, sir, you're all weed.
Your face,
he is getting too old.
Right.
He is.
They say your face is on pot suckers. You can't come. You can't come to the Olympics.
Plus, he has that cool walk. Who's his opening act that said that? The black chick was here. She was funny.
Oh, Janae.
Yeah, she said, well, you have that really cool walk.
At least he can talk right.
She was great. That was so hardcore, but it was obviously they didn't know each other. Of course, we remember Josh Blue from laughing at Craig's speech impediments.
God. We haven't seen him laugh that hard.
Never.
No.
Never.
We really haven't.
And he plays along, but he likes other people's defects.
He does. He appreciates other people's misery.
Because he's got a major one.
Yeah.
So if I was him, I'd be laughing at everybody.
Right.
I'd be pointing.
Yes.
Right. Well, who doesn't?
All right.
Who doesn't?
No, I'm not going to go see that. But they show those on TV,
defects.
Though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're on TV.
Are they?
I don't. Not NBC all over the place.
Right.
They show them. Yeah.
Not network TV. No. Maybe we get the highlights.
Maybe.
That's probably about it.
I did not see Tom Brady's haircut.
Oh, is he sexier?
I thought it was already short anyway. So what do you do to it?
Yeah. So hot.
Apparently got a buzz cut to support cancer.
Oh, okay.
Research.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Apparently raised money for it.
That's cool.
Part of the annual Saving by Shaving fundraiser. So I didn't see it, and it's a beautiful thing.
My son's hair is like mid-length in his back, basically, and he's got a mustache and a goatee, puss.
Screw that kid.
Okay, so they apparently have him on tape, his basketball team. This is their last tournament this weekend. They've been winning a bunch of tournaments. If they have him on tape on one of his phones, it says if they win this last tournament, he's going to cut it. So now he's freaking out. He thought they'd lose the last couple of tournaments, and they won them.
Oh.
Like so, so I said, well, you can't really Welsh completely on the bed. I said, but you can shave your goat and mustache.
Screw that kid.
I said, because that's going to grow right back.
Yeah,
sorry,
right
boys.
Back.
They grow
Screw
back
that,
really yeah. thicker, actually, when you're that age. And it's really thick. I have to take a picture to show you recently how bad it is. But now he's all freaked out. He didn't want to cut his hair. I said, well, then don't cut your hair. You can welch in a bed. You're 13.
Yeah. Well, who cares?
It isn't money.
Well, just trim off the split ends.
That's what I said. Just get a little,
Yeah.
This headline about Brady is totally deceiving.
Is it shaved head?
No.
Oh, they just cut it short.
He's had that haircut before in his career. It's just short. It's just a buzz.
And it was
short all over.
Oh, just short all over as opposed to some bangs
he wears
now.
Bald.
Oh, okay.
He didn't shave it all off. If you're doing something for cancer, you got to shave it all off.
You're right, would say.
Because people do that with their friends. They go through chemo, lose their hair. Yeah. They shave their heads to help them out. Right?
Well, yeah, but the headline says, why Tom Brady decided to shave his head. Well, he didn't.
He didn't. No. He's a guy that
God, I hate that. I hate when they say shaved head when it's not a shaved head.
If he's not bald, it's not shaved head.
Yeah. And he doesn't sport the skull cap look very good. Like he has it all fluffed up. Your skull cap isn't supposed to be neat.
No. He's got to be pretty, Todd.
Yeah. You can tell like he,
that's right.
He ironed it.
Oh, he angles that too when he before he walks out.
Oh, yeah. You know he checks his hat in the mirror before his presser.
Right.
Right.
Well, he got Botox, for Christ's sakes.
He makes Giselle iron it. Iron my skull cap. Would you please?
Yeah, he has to ask nicely. She makes more than him.
She does make more than him, right?
I had not heard of this before. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort pleading not guilty to fraud and tax evasion.
18 counts or something like that,
charges brought by his special counsel Robert Mueller as part of that Rushy thing. Mm-hmm. At yesterday's hearing, Manafort was ordered to wear a second ankle bracelet.
What, she detaches one leg once in a while and leave it at home, or what? I don't know if he has, is he a one-legged guy?
Takes his bad leg off.
He's got two?
Yeah. What? Now he's got two ankle bracelets.
So one is 30 feet away, one is 60 feet away?
What? Well, apparently, because of limits to the technology, the one probation office can't access the data from the other probation office, so Virginia can't access D.C. information.
Got it. So it's two lines.
Yeah. So now he's got two ankle monitors.
They should put
on
one around his head. If he breaks the perimeter, his head should fall. I love that movie. Yeah,
you know you're a badass if you're double ankle bracelet.
Yeah, you're a badass.
Same
leg? Actually,
or
he's
even
a dumbass.
Out.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'd want him on the same leg.
He's guilty of sin.
No, because you don't want him on the same leg. You want to even out the weight.
Yeah, it'd be heavier.
No, I think it would look. Be a cooler look if he had.
Hey, look around. None of us have ever had one of those. That's pretty good. Because a lot of people do get those. Yeah. A lot of people that have done probably less than us, but got caught, have worn those. So we're not that bad.
I've seen. There's a guy I saw at the gym one time who
had one on
under his gym socks.
Oh yeah, you would. You would hide it. You still see it, right?
It wasn't hidden.
No,
it wasn't hidden.
When you wear long pants, then
you would think
you would wear just long sweats to cover that.
I have a chip in. That's why. That's why I can't leave the house.
I know. Because your head explodes, right?
Right. Because I'm taking a lot of crap about that. I got a text last night from a guy I haven't heard from in a while. Sorry to hear you're chronically unhappy. And then he went on to,
why don't you leave the house?
Yeah. State whatever. I leave the house all the time right now. I haven't been in the house since we did that story.
Yeah. Because
and that'll make you miserable
you
too.
Because you got paranoid.
Yep.
You got paranoid.
Well, that'll make you miserable too. Leaving the house all the time, right? You got to be at home some.
Yes.
No, yes, I've been sleeping in the park. Oh, see, nothing.
Well, that's illegal.
Haven't even checked to see what's going on at home. Yeah.
That's weird.
That's not good for you either.
Picture that park near Todd's house and just laying out there.
It's got a little tail.
He looked like a vagrant in that neighborhood with his long hair and his beard and a
tent.
Yeah,
but at least
I'm not
home.
Isn't there a baseball field there?
So, what?
Isn't there a baseball field there?
There's a baseball field there.
Yeah, you can sleep in the dugout.
Which is not allowed near.
Yeah, you can sleep in the dugout. That's fine.
That's where I go. There's a bench in the dugout.
He's out there cooking beans.
Which is isn't creepy at all.
He's cooking some beans.
No, people come
by. His other hobo buddies.
I say, hey, I'm glad to see you're getting out of the house.
It's beans and his hobo buddies singing hobo tunes.
Yeah, just lay it out there,
And then for a meal, I'll go way to the other end of the park and have a little picnic. Yeah. It's been great. It's the happiest I've ever been.
All right. So that story got to you. It worked.
Yes, it did.
Good.
That's beautiful. Are you guys going to fill out a bracket for March Madness?
Of course, I do with my kids.
Yeah, only because they want it, but I don't join any group
or
anything like that because it's impossible. And then half the time I don't even check them.
Yeah,
my son does it now for me. Yeah. But only just because our family does it, or I wouldn't be doing it.
I'm starting to lose interest in the backswing.
I haven't done it for years, and I just started doing it because my rider wanted to do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
So four of us do it.
It is not fun.
You don't think it's fun?
No, I don't think it is.
No,
I love riding.
It's a chore.
Because you know what? I'll tell you why it's not fun. Because even though I watch a little bit of college basketball, I don't know anything. And I love when people think they know stuff.
Yeah?
That drives me crazy. I don't know. They look pretty good. Well, shut up.
Right.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah.
It is not
fun. And by
fun.
The way, in general, it's ones fun, and two Craig. Seeds make it. That's a whole other thing about
well,
that.
Well, and that's such my
a,
point.
That's such a myth about picking the underdogs.
Yeah, they're not going to make it. They'll go so far. Then, yeah.
That's my point. Yeah. The team that I want to win an individual game is not the team that I think is going to win.
Of course not. Of course
not. And so
not.
I end up cheering against myself. So don't even fill one out.
I root for teams. As the game's going on, you're right. And
right.
underdogs.
I'll pick,
yeah.
Yes, I generally go for the underdog in games where I don't care.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the team with the better seed will win.
Yes, and they usually do, especially when it's like 5 and 11 and
right. But I want the other time. But I want
the underdog.
Other one. Yeah, I want the underdog to win. So I end up cheering against myself, and I'm against it.
You got to pick one. Number 12 seed, because
Puss is in one.
For the past 100 years, a 12 seed has beaten a 5 seed.
Puss's wife works with Warren Buffett with him every day, right?
Yeah, right, okay. Right. But their offices are next to each other.
But Warren Buffett offers how much? They're always employees.
It's if you get a perfect bracket through the round of 16.
Which is not possible.
That's tough. Yeah,
it's not possible. Nobody's done it. In this particular bracket.
It's unlikely.
It's $1 million a year for the rest of your life.
Which is not possible.
Yeah, that's why he's doing it.
Right.
Because it's not possible.
Right. Now, Warren's nice.
The bracket that stays the perfect the longest gets $100,000.
Yeah, but even
then. So they will give that away.
Right. There's some luck involved there because there is going to be one upset, but you don't know what that one is.
Yeah.
There are multiple teams on that bracket that I don't know the school colors.
Yes.
If I don't know the colors of the uniforms, mm-hmm. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the colors. Why am I going to pick these two schools?
Right.
I think you get your choice of $100,000 or 30,000 sausage egg McMuffins.
Mm. Now, once again.
With cheese?
Warren Buffett, this is all of his companies.
A good day.
This is all of his companies.
All the Berkshire Hathaway companies.
Which is millions, thousands of people, right?
Yeah,
thousands of people.
Thousands of people, sure.
Coca-Cola, everything, pretty much.
The staffing firm Office Team says that by the time the tournament is over, the average employee will have spent about 6 hours distracted from work.
I love that stat.
And, you're going to find something to distract yourself.
Yeah.
I love that.
You're going to be distracted some of those 6 hours by something.
Sure.
Yes. They're going to do by something. It may as well be the March Madness.
Yeah,
it may as well be ball.
But they break that down. Economists break that down in lost productivity and money in the U.S. every year.
Because yes, they do.
Because people let people sit at their desk and do that.
Yes, they do. And the numbers that they come up with are staggering.
They are.
However, you got to remember, it's actually a drop in the bucket because we're only talking 6 hours here.
I know that.
Out of the whole year, we're only talking 6 hours. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, even though the numbers that they come up with are staggering and they sound huge,
the economy's
it's a drop
right?
in the bucket. Yeah. It's nothing.
Yeah, but it's something they can point to. It's, they're spending time, wasting time on March Madness. They can't just say, employees generally F off about 94% of the time all year.
Yeah.
But they can't point to anything specific.
Thank you. Yeah, they say that employees will spend nearly half an hour out of each workday on activities related to the tournament, mostly by checking scores, talking with coworkers, or listening to the radio.
Can you see a guy working on the line at the automobile plant, just all of a sudden looking at his bracket, cars going by, there's no doors on them? See, those guys I feel bad for. Guys that have jobs that you cannot look away during that 8-hour period, you know, except for your breaks.
Yeah.
There's no doors, cars are driving off, the wheels falling off. Dude's shaking his bracket.
But they lead you to believe that they're just jacking off at work more often in March than they are in June.
They are in Kansas City. The Royals are doing that all the time, apparently.
That's not the case.
That's all the Royals are doing.
People are unproductive all year round.
No. Outside of March, it's nose to the grindstone, Todd. All the time.
Yeah.
March is the only time anybody screws off at work.
Well, that and the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Easter.
Easter.
Cyber
That's
Monday.
A Cyber Easter. Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Have they figured out when Easter is yet?
It's coming out.
It's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah,
this year.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. I still have a problem with those. They're Christians.
I do too, but
Jesus is born on the same day every year.
But they change it.
Jesus rises again from the dead on a different day every year.
It's like they're just making up on Sunday.
The key is you got to end up on Sunday.
It's like they're just making things up or something.
I know.
It's weird.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
All right. No, I can't even believe somebody would say that.
Well, it is April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he gets crucified on a Friday every year.
Yeah,
it's got to change every once in a while.
Yeah, that would suck.
It's Friday. If you're observing history, no, he didn't get crucified on a Friday every year.
You can't have a good Friday on a Wednesday.
No,
that'd be stupid.
It really would.
It would be.
President's Day is always on a Monday.
Yep. True.
Yeah, well, that's manufactured. Yeah.
That's a point. But they're both manufactured.
Right. The Christians won't admit those are manufactured holidays.
No.
I'd have a lot more respect for them if they did. We just did that thing because all the pagans were celebrating in the winter, and we wanted
to celebrate.
Stop
hitting them with facts, Todd.
Suck it, Jesus. No.
Craig, stop yelling that.
No. Okay, I will. That's horrible. Why do you guys hate Christians? So, no. Just kind of pointing some obvious things out.
Yeah, kind of mix stuff up.
We don't hate you. Celebrate.
Now, some of you I do, actually. Individually, I do.
Sure.
I hate a lot of people.
Yeah.
You want to celebrate your rising again from the dead? You celebrate your rising again from the dead.
Yeah.
I always hated that because they made me get up early on Easter.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what you said when that happened?
Suck it, Jesus.
Yeah.
I did. You were a horrible person for even thinking that.
Because more often than not, I was hungover and I didn't want to get up at 6 a.m. to go to freaking church.
Oh, but they're going to take the little sheet off the cross. It'll be full of lilies. Take me home.
Take me home.
I'm still drunk.
And I'm 12.
Hey, it was North Dakota, man.
Yeah,
I can't believe you
do?
Just didn't say no to your parents at that age. When you're 18, you could say no, couldn't you?
Oh, at that point, I finally did.
Okay, God.
And I think later in, things went on, maybe even when I was 15 or 16.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock.
Right.
We'll go to the late one. Jesus will
school
rise.
Masturbating
again.
Time. The whole house is empty.
Now, even as the preacher's kid, I never had to go to the sunrise service.
Oh, good for
I
you.
I had to go to church at least three times a week.
Oh.
But I did not have to go to the Easter sunrise service for some reason.
No wonder you've always said this.
Suck it, Jesus. No, because if I would have had to go, I might have made that observation a little bit more often. But I did not have to go.
Let's have the same conversation on Easter a month from now, whatever.
Yeah. Right. A Nevada woman says the only reason that she threatened a schoolyard full of kids with a pickaxe was to protect her son. Police in North Las Vegas say that the arrest happened after the ordeal late last week when she attempted to scale the fence at the elementary school while shouting threats and vulgarities at the students. The woman says that she'd just taken a hit of meth the day before.
Well, no, the day before doesn't affect you.
Right, and just a hit and the day before.
No, she's lying. Yeah. She's lying.
Well, it didn't hurt her, is what she's saying. You know, we're saying, just a one hit the day before, you're fine. But she says that she had taken a hit of meth the day before and could hear her son crying for her from several blocks away, and she believed that he was being bullied.
Where'd she grab the pickaxe at? She just keep it along, like, hangs off her belt?
Police say that she does not have a son who attends the school.
Well, she had to steal
a crazy.
And they took her into custody on multiple charges.
Well, she had the pickaxe because she was headed to the local meth mine.
Gotta go get your rock somewhere.
Yep.
The meth mine. Man, somebody just fell down.
Yeah.
There's one of those?
They got those?
Here's the pickaxe. We'll do this story a little bit. The headline, we'll just read the headline because I read into it. It's even worse than the headline. And this is Tony can react to this. A teacher tells his class not to date African Americans because they are not worth it.
Oh, woo. My mom says that. My
mom. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.